Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework.
Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up. Simple KOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Already got a couple of emails. Love you guys. I mean, seriously. Look, here's the deal. I don't care whether you agree with Kerry or not. He's been at this for 40 years. He came out of that world himself. I see what drugs do because I've been on a school board now for 13 years. I see what that's doing to our kids. So don't tell me how this stuff doesn't harm them, not a big deal. Some of you people that were more moderate, maybe smoked weed in high school, I don't know. Maybe took a hit of acid here and there. I don't know. Maybe today you're okay. But you heard a man that's at this 24/7 telling you it's not what it used to be like. So knock it off. Look, would you rather be overly or maybe a little over the top as opposed to having to know that you had an opportunity to save somebody? You had an opportunity to say something and you didn't? Are you really going to tell me you're okay with that? Unreal. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really, really, really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. All right. Got a lot of crazy little things I want to talk about. A lot of nutty things. The Department of Education, I don't know. They just need to go away. Go crawl into a corner somewhere and leave us alone. They're waging a war on charter schools with the new regulations. Now, when it comes to school choice, and man, there are some big school choice advocates out there pushing hard, as well they should be. Look, you should be getting for the tax money you're paying, you should be getting the best, and I do mean the best, public education you can get for the money we're spending. And you notice that everywhere, they'll always tell you there's not enough money. Not true. It's just not true. When you're talking about the kind of budget some of these school districts have and what they're spending and what, you know, does it need to be reworked? Yes. But how much more money? Show us some results. Now, the charter schools during which are public schools, they're chartered by the parents, they're chartered by organizations in that community to offer services that aren't offered by the regular public schools, the traditional public schools. They're paid with public funds. This is something the parents want. This is not just somebody shows up and says, hey, we're a charter school organization, too bad, deal with us, we have arrived. And there are some charter schools that are useless. They don't do anything but collect money. But the Biden administration has decided, no, can't have that kind of competition. I think her name was Michelle Rhee out of Washington, D.C. When President Obama got elected into office, they had one of the strongest school districts in the country. Right? No, under George W. she decided that, you know, Reed decided that she was going to give out vouchers. She was going to be a little easier on charter schools coming in. And within a relatively short period of time, guess what happened? The public schools, because they now they had competition, they had to work hard. Boy, the graduation rates went up. Everything changed in the education system for those kids. They were learning. They were doing well. And Obama came in and said, oh, we can't have that. Now I could joke around and say, well, he couldn't say that the kids were learning how to read. But that wasn't it at all. Because it was either the teachers union or you know, school officials or what have you that weren't having any part of a non-union organization coming in. So is it more important to have a union? Is it more important to have good teachers? Because I'm tired of hearing about how nervous teachers are if the union, you know, if the union wasn't there. It's not, you are protected by so many laws today. So the Department of Education has decided to make new rules that would make it tougher for charter schools to receive startup money. Now, the rule would tighten the requirements of charter schools seeking seed money, like providing that there's a demand, provided there's a demand for a new school, and showing how they would ensure diversity. What does that mean? How can you ensure diversity? I have schools in my district that couldn't ensure diversity because the community doesn't make it up. You may have a heavy Hispanic, heavy black, small number of whites, percentage-wise. What do? You're going to put out applications for these kids? Find out which ones are gay, lesbian, whatever? I thought we were about education. How about just educating the kids? What do you think? Just a thought here. There would also be restrictions on how much outside for-profit companies could manage operations. Well, here's another thing I think is hilarious. So some of these charter schools, yes, some of them, look, they're not all 100% perfect. And they're all in it for the same reason. But if you want these people to come in and teach your kids, they may not be the greatest at business. So why not allow a management company to come in, manage the charter school from an operations base, making sure they're covered, they have the right insurance, they have the right teachers, they have the right credentials, and then allow the other side of the charter school to simply take care of educating your children. It's just a crazy thought. I don't know. Show me to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back.
I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know what? You guys are talking about, I'm going to get back to my story in a second, but you guys are talking about in the chat room and other places where, you know, Biden says that the answer to fighting crime is to focus on guns. Really? Focus on what? Law-abiding citizens? I mean, they're amazing. They just don't stop. And these, you know, what's gonna, he's gonna ban all guns, period? Gonna ban gun manufacturers? I have to ask, because you can't say that the just because you're gonna come down harder on guns, how are you going to stop the illegal guns? The ones with no serial numbers on them, the ones that are put together, made, you know, on those machines. And again, I'm not, I don't know much about ghost guns or not. You know, the majority of a gun, my understanding, you know, is a composite material anyhow. So the thing you could probably make on your own is a barrel. Everything else you can buy. And so let's get back to the Biden administration for now and their war on charter schools, their war on education, actually. It's something we talked about. We've talked about it with Zoe. We've talked about it with Sonia. They can't have you educated. They can't possibly have you understanding what education is all about. That would screw up their intent. That would screw up what they want to do. And so people can say that, oh, no, it's only charter schools. No, it's not. It really isn't. When the Department of Education starts dictating what our kids are going to learn and not learn, and they push some of these mandates in place in the schools, and the schools can't get federal funds, it's a problem. I already told you, there's an area in California, there's an area in Los Angeles called West LA. It is mostly a gay and lesbian community. They have mostly gay and lesbian leadership, you know, city council and so forth. And if part of their school curriculum, because it's a republic, it's a representative government, it's part of their school classes is all about the gay and lesbian community, so be it. But in the same area, if we don't want that in other areas, we shouldn't have to have it. And that's the biggest problem we're having. The Biden administration is essentially waging war on charter schools. That's Corey DeAngelis, the American Federation for Children's National Director of Research. He said, but more importantly, the administration, through these regulations, they're waging a war on families. See, it's the same thing I did. This is just crazy. Congress approved $440 million for charter school programs in its spending bill. One of the Department of Education's proposed changes, which were published on March 12th, would require applicants applying for grant money through that program to provide evidence of over-enrollment in existing traditional schools. So, hey, given today's information, it's not going to happen. So now the only way you're able to take advantage of a charter school is to prove that the schools are over full? That's not right. Some of the schools, the school district, school areas, don't offer the opportunities. They don't offer, you know, what your children need. Doesn't make any sense if you care about the needs of families, but it does make sense if you're only thinking about protecting the status quo. Right, trying to be. I'd love to get a teacher on. What are you so afraid of? What is the union so afraid of when it comes to something as simple? And I do mean something as simple as offering another form of education. Not all kids learn the same. I hear this from psychologists. I hear this from teachers. I hear this from administrators. Then why do we force them all into a room with 30 other kids or 35 other kids or whatever? Teaching them how to learn the same way we did 200 years ago. I don't get it. You know, I mean, imagine if one of these groups wanted to open a location. Right? I'll even go one better. Let's say your local supermarket. Right? Your big box supermarket, whatever you want to call it. Let's call it Joe's Supermarket. I like that. They want to open in your area. In order to get the grant from the city just to open, they had to prove and provide evidence that nearby Walmart or Steve's, you know, grocery store, they just were overflowing with customers, that they couldn't keep up with it. They ran out of product. Right? I mean, wouldn't you think that was weird? Stupid? It wouldn't make any sense if your sole purpose was just trying to find a policy that works best for the individual customers. Now, the proposal indicates that they're trying to tighten these restrictions. Right? They say they're doing it so they could do better fiscal oversight. That's up to the local school boards. And being part of a school board, I can tell you, we work hard to watch over the dollars. We have closed the school, a charter school down because of money. Now, the sad part about it was the education was great. Really did a great job with it. But they wouldn't get their act together financially. DeAngelo said that the Department of Education is proposing the rules as an attempt to protect teachers' unions and government schools at the expense of families. What is the problem here? Give me another reason. I mean, for all intents and purposes, you guys know the charter schools, they're publicly funded. They're public schools. They're just privately run. Different information, different curriculum, a different way of doing it. The DeAngelis also argued that they offer a competitive alternative to government schools. They provide higher quality education that caters directly to the wants of the parents. Oh, there it is. Right there. They do what the parents want them to do. We can't have that. That's just terrible. That in and of itself should be scary. The unionized government schools try to avoid accountability every step of the way, either through their regulation or defunding of charter schools. I mean, seriously, it is. First of all, it's very hard to get rid of a teacher in a public school. Not impossible, just hard. Part of that might come from the early days, maybe when they were not treated properly. I don't know. But seriously, you got to pay attention. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Be back in a minute.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Thinking of traveling? Make sure to grab your mask before heading out. Reporter Lance Pry has more on the CDC's extension of the travel mask mandate.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention will extend its travel mask mandate for 15 more days.
Despite protests from nearly one dozen major airlines, in a joint letter, they told the Biden administration it makes no sense that people are still required to wear masks on airplanes. Now is the time for the administration to sunset federal transportation travel restrictions. End quote. The airlines called on Biden to end the mandate, but to no avail. May 3rd is the new end date for masks on public transportation.
New York City authorities arrested 62-year-old Frank James. Police believe he is behind the gun attack on a subway train that wounded 10 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so you don't end up being part of the problem. And that's part of getting involved. Right? Real simple. All right. Talking about school choice, and God bless you guys that are out there pounding pavement trying to make sure that you can have school choice for your kids. I would never tell you to stop. You keep pounding pavement. You keep trying to make it happen, and I mean that sincerely. So, the beauty behind school choice, is it forces all parties to be the best at what they can be, to make sure that your kids are getting the education they deserve to get, that your taxpayer dollars are paying for anyway. So why wouldn't you want that? Now, when public schools, conventional public schools, you know, the way they run, if that's your only choice, then your kids are screwed. You see what's happened across the country. You know, you're seeing these parents and you're seeing these people that are the mothers going into the school boards and letting them have it and telling them what they're looking for. Now, you're seeing some victories, and there are some really decent, good victories across the country. Right? But don't, for a minute, don't think that's the majority of what's going on across the country, because it's not. All right? You need to be on it and 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 not stop until you get what you're looking for. But you can't be in there screaming and yelling at the board members without any proof as to what's happening. My suggestion to some of you would be, because I being on a board, I go look at some of what these other board meetings are like. When you come in the exception of a few areas, and I'm in California, you come into my board meeting, you start telling me what's happening in Virginia, I can't help you. Their rules are different than ours. Their education code is different than ours. Really that simple. So school choice, when it's competitive, just look at it. It's no different than colleges. My God. You have some colleges that have better professors than others. Yes, better professors, better teachers than others. They're known for their law. They're known for whatever it is that they're known for. MIT is known for the technology. Why would you go? Why would you go to, if you could afford it, let me put it that way, or get the grants to get in? Why would you go to a school that's, you know, 517th on the list? You know, when it comes to technology, when you go to MIT, which is pretty much number one, right? Well, it's the same thing with these schools. Why shouldn't the taxpayers be number one, get number one, be the first choice on all of these? Parents have been scrambling over the past couple of years trying to find the best fit for their kids. I mean, we're seeing it. People are seeing it up and down the state of California where people are going through these co-ops that are being started. They're kind of like homeschooling, but churches are allowing the kids to come in there into their classrooms, offering facilities. And when you see that, you know, and see how good it's doing, how well it's doing, I should say. You tell I didn't go to school often. Why would you want it any other way? Why would you send your kids back to a substandard education system? Could be better. Why wouldn't you send? Now, you have the Biden administration trying to enact these regulations to make it harder for you to choose the school you want for your children. Now, a study that showed the charter school enrollment increased 7.1% over 2020 and 2021, while public schools saw a 3.3% decrease. I think it's higher than that. No, I really do. California's not reporting the real numbers because the state is allowing the schools to collect the same amount of money they collected before COVID. So you really don't know anything about how many kids are actually in the class, how many kids are actually there. Right? But the biggest thing, if you really care about your kids, no, seriously, if you really care about your kids, you really care about what's going on, you really care about making sure they get the best education they can get, then you're going to need to engage. You're just simply going to need to get involved. You're going to need to engage and not be afraid of what they say or how they treat you or anything else along those lines. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? I really find it hard to believe that, frankly, for all intents, you know, this is kind of like the best we can do when it comes to the education of our kids. And it's, we have so many tools, the schools, the public schools especially, they have so many tools available to them. This doesn't need to be it. Right? And if you want your kids trained well, taught well, then simply make sure that the teachers have the tools that they need. The schools have the tools that they need. We pay enough in taxes. It's not like they're hurting for money, for hurting for dollars or whatever. We just need to make it happen. It's really what it boils down to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, you know, this mom decided to taunt, I guess, her dad or grandfather or whatever. And it's too bad. It's terrible. But I want you to listen to the reason. Another yes. I'm gonna torture you with some TikTok stuff. You guys do it to me, I might as well do it to you. Yeah, some of you send me the stuff. I have to look at it and then gag over it. Here, take a listen. Now, this is for those of you listening via radio only. All right, this mom is holding a little, not a newborn, maybe a year old, maybe just under. And she just, I don't know if she's taunting somebody or what, because this makes absolutely no sense. Absolutely none. Come on, you can do it. That would have been too easy, right? Oh, God bless America. You know, I told you, that's why I shouldn't be allowed near one of these boards. I don't know how they operate, or I operate them terribly. But this mom is screaming about how her kid is gay, and there's really nothing I can do about it, or nothing you can do about it. Not that anybody's asking to do anything about it. That's the other funny thing. Right? Who sat here and said, oh, you can't call your child gay? Nobody. Here, let me see. Maybe I can do it this time. All right, there you go.
Baby is gay. I called up my dad and I said, hey, guess what? Your grandson? Gay. Gay, gay, gay. My dad says, you can't just say that your baby is gay before he gets a chance to tell us he's gay. And I go, whoa. Straight people do it all the time. Little baby boy is born. Oh, he's going to be a heartbreaker. Little baby girl is born. Oh, you better lock her up when she turns 16. Clearly, people want their children to be straight. Well, my son is gay. Gay. Very gay. Very gay. Gay. Straight people, you see, you sound ridiculous when you call babies heartbreakers and say that little baby girls need to be locked up. Stop doing this.
And your point was, I mean, seriously, right? Well, first of all, if she's trying to get a rise out of straight people because she's calling this kid gay, it doesn't make any sense. Nobody cares. This is your child, right? But calling him gay, what does it look like? He looks like he's maybe 8 months, 9 months, maybe a year. And the two things, so what if I said my kid, oh, my God, he's going to be ugly. I mean, seriously, what are you saying here? It makes absolutely no sense. Are you just looking for your TikTok views? Is that what you're looking for? Or do you hate your dad that much that you just want to throw this into his face? I don't know. All right, we're going to replay one from last week. You're going to hear it all the way through. Because I'm not saving myself. I ain't saving you. Be back in a minute.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message.
The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Always a pleasure to have you. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of the solution. All right. So I kind of played bits and pieces of this transgender person kind of having it out with straight people and very upset that they weren't interested in any way, shape, manner, or form of dating them. And I've had this conversation before with you guys. Always get some pretty emails afterward. I'll date anybody I darn well please. Well, I won't now. I'm married. But, I mean, other than that, everybody should be allowed to date anybody they want to. And just because they don't date somebody who doesn't have all the parts and pieces of, what they're trying to date, you don't have a right to tell them they're wrong. It's really that simple. You don't have that right. But this one, the reason I'm having so much fun with this one is how much of a snot this person is. I have no other way to put it. Take a listen.
Want to date someone boils down to the fact that they're trans. So if the only reason you don't want to date someone boils down to the fact that they're trans, that's transphobia right there. Let's go over a couple of situations. So if you don't want to date a trans one because you want kids, Well, you better be keeping that same attitude with cis women who are infertile, or that's transphobia. If you don't want to date a trans woman because you're not attracted to trans women, I would absolutely love to know how you're able to identify correctly who is a trans woman on site 100% of the time, because that is just impressive. I wish I had that ability. I'd love to be able to have even more trans solidarity. And then also just being super straight is the all lives matter of sexualities. It's not a real sexuality. It literally is just something that's made up to make fun of trans people and to hate on trans people. So, yes, super straights, I don't respect you and I don't respect that sexuality. Bye. So, Phil.
All right. I got so much to unpack here. Let's go through it just a little bit, okay? I mean, because some of you don't care and you don't think it's a big deal, but you've got this kind of mindset going on. And you cannot be afraid to speak back, to say something. I'll make it short. I won't beat it to death.
Only reason you don't want to date someone boils down to the fact that they're trans. That's transphobia right there.
How about no? No, it's not. I believe in male and female. It has nothing to do with transphobia. You know, the problem is the education system is so bad when it comes to this guy. Phobia is a fear. I'm not afraid of a gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, or whatever, or two-spirited, or five-spirited, or whatever, cisgen, non-cisgen, not gender binary. I'm not afraid of any of them. Not interested. It's just that simple. I'm not interested. Now, that's a bullying tactic. Hey, what are you, afraid of me? Right? That's a bullying tactic. And they have no problem doing it. They love doing it. And so, don't let them. Hey, you don't even know what a phobia is. I'm not afraid of you. I don't want to be part of your lifestyle. I'm not attracted to people like you. All right? I mean, look. As a male, I mean, if you go to clubs, go to different places, and not that I do it anymore, because some of you, right? I mean, I would have never dated a woman that was, 5'8", or something like that, 5'9". You go to a club, you got a 6'2" woman, I wouldn't have dated her. What does that mean? I'm a tallophobic? You guys are ridiculous. Uncomfortable with a woman that tall. Would I date a woman that was height challenged? No. And there's plenty of them in my family. But no. There's certain things I look for and don't look for. And I'm sure women did the same thing with men. They're not phobic. They have a type.
Let's go over a couple of situations.
Please.
So if you don't want to date a trans woman because you want kids, well, you better be keeping that same attitude with cis women who are infertile. Or that's transphobia.
No, again, the ignorance of somebody who isn't educated properly. There are plenty of men. They love their women enough. They love their women so much. And they find out that they're infertile. Hopefully she has said something before they got married. If she didn't know, then you find out afterward. There's adoption. When you love somebody like that, there's adoption. It's not called phobia, fool. It's really that simple. But again, more bullying. Notice it. Notice how it's laid out. Notice how they say it to you.
If you don't want to date a trans woman because you're not attracted to trans women, I would absolutely love to know how you're able to identify correctly who is a trans woman on site 100% of the time, because that is just impressive. I wish I had that ability. I'd love to be able to have even more trans solidarity. And then also...
No, I love that one. That was really funny because, you know, really, I don't go looking around to see who's a trans woman or trans anything. All right? I mean, Adam's apple might be a hint. I don't know. I'm just guessing here. That's number one. But, you know, when I was out dating, I didn't know who was a real blonde, a real redhead. I didn't know if they had real boobs or a real butt. I mean, you seriously want to play that stupid game?
So just... being super straight is the all lives matter of sexualities. It's not a real sexuality. It literally is just something that's made up to make fun of trans people and to hate on trans people.
So, more bullying, right? I mean, seriously, heterosexuality is made up? That's basically what they're saying. Okay? I mean, I could have a field day with all of this. I'm not going to because I don't want to waste everybody's time with it. And I'm sure there's a couple of you going, oh, thank God. I'm glad he's not putting us through this. But think about what they're constantly chipping away. And I'll even take, I can't do this personally, but take God out of the picture. Take him out of the picture. Let's talk about Mother Nature. And I've always said this. I've said this, not what you perceive to be, but what you really are. When two men sleep together, produce a baby, two gender-born males, or two gender-born females, with the female parts and pieces. When they sleep together and produce a baby, I'll burn my Bible. I give up. I'll burn a bunch of them, because it's all a lie then. But it's not. God, right? Mother Nature, nature, and nature's God, they have a plan. They have a purpose. They have a way of doing things. You can buck it all you want to. It ain't going to work. You will not win in the end. I guarantee it. I mean, seriously, the biggest, I know this is over the top, but if you decide you're going to go against nature, right? You decide you're going to go against God. Why don't you go ahead and jump to the bottom of your pool and breathe in the water? Because you don't think you should have to breathe air. You don't think air is real. You don't think it's really what you need to fill your lungs with. Let's see how that works out for you. Right? We're being ludicrous here, but that's what this person is doing. They're trying to bully you and make you feel bad. Don't let them do it. Don't ever let them do it. They don't have a right to do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Really, be part of the solution. What else I got here? Oh, last couple of minutes. All right, Joey B. Yeah, you gotta love him. I mean, while all this garbage is going on, and I believe the GOP put this out, but it's still good. So while Hunter was raking in millions of dollars, right, from the Communist Party, you know, think of the time frame. What was Joey B doing? Who was he helping? What did he see as the next big issue that we had to deal with? You might just find we're not on the same page. Let's take a look and see. Wait a minute. This never works the first time. You guys already know that. You're used to it.
Not our problem.
A rising China can be a significant... We want to see China rise.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man.
China's not our problem.
A rising China can be a significant asset for the region and the world.
We talk about China as our competitor. We should be helping. We can help them with some of their problems.
They're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not a competition for us.
China's not a problem.
The idea that China is going to eat our lunch is bizarre.
And so, what are we worried about?
What a beautiful history we wrote together.
Yeah, how did that work out? Right? It's just amazing. This is why I always joke. This is why they hate the interweb. Because it's too easy to go back and show you all their mistakes, all their lies. It's just wonderful. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Look, head up to the website, realside.com or joemessina.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved, you can make a donation, sign up for the text alerts. Go Joe, one word, Go Joe, 77222. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?